Hello there, and welcome to another Irish Examiner Sports podcast. I hope everyone is doing well out there in Radio Land. Thank you again so much for clicking on to us and making this show part of your day. Now, this week we're back checking out on GA clubs around the world, and we are heading to Rome and to the SS Lazio Calcio Gallico GA club. Now, the chairperson of the club there, Paolo Lalonga, on the line along with Brino Cueve and Shanita Watson. Paolo, I don't think I'll be getting an A in my Leaving Cert Italian for that attempt, will I?
Yes, it was pretty good, let's say. Actually, the name is Yalongo, but no worries, it's fine.
So tell me about you as chairperson of a GA club. How does a native Italian end up a chairperson of a GA club in Rome?
As a child, I always loved Ireland, Irish culture. I traveled there many times when I was young, and so it happened for me to know Gaelic football. When I get back in Rome, I've been aware of the club by social media, by Facebook, and I said, okay, I cannot miss this chance. So I contacted the club from the social media and I asked to join. And so I started being a member, being a player. And one year ago, former chairman has relocated to Milan. And so I succeeded to him as a chairman of the club. So that's the story.
Very good. Shanita Watson is on the line as well. Shanita, how do you get involved in this club?
So I'm a fairly new member. I've been playing for 3 years. With Lazio being my first club. Basically, I just got hoaxed into trialing out, like having a go, and kind of fell in love with it with some colleagues that also play. So I work at an international school, and a few of the pre-members there, they played and invited me to have a go. And here I am, 3 years on.
Would you have known anything about Gaelic football before all of this?
I'm going to be honest, no.
Honesty is the best policy.
I'd heard of it, I'd never watched a game. And then, yeah, realised what it was like. And I love the fast pace, a little bit of physical contact. It's just brilliant, yeah.
Very good. Brino Cueve is also joining us from Rome on the podcast. Brino, I hope I've got the pronunciation of your name anyway, at least correct. What brought you to Rome?
So my mother is Italian. I was actually born in Italy and always dreamed of living here. So in 2013, I packed my stuff and moved over here to teach English.
And play a bit of football as well?
Play a bit of football, absolutely. I've been with the team 7 years now. And I've had a great time so far.
Now, the entire issue of the GA Club, we're going to come back to that towards the end of the podcast, because this series has been charting GA clubs around the world in the time of coronavirus. So let's talk about what the last couple of months has been like. Paolo, I'll bring you back in there now. Italy and Northern Italy in particular was one of the hardest hit areas, not alone in Europe, but in the world. Why was that first and foremost?
Oh, yes, our country has been, as you said correctly, has been hit particularly hard by the virus. I have to say that in Rome area, we have not, it was not so hard as it has been in the north. Nevertheless, of course, with the lockdown has hit us all. So as Janita was saying before, we were approaching to start our season just after the lockdown has been established. So it was not easy to manage, because we had to stop our activities suddenly, stop our trainings. Of course, Janita and Brian has done a terrific job organizing each day 7 p.m. A training session on. A virtual training session, so we have been meeting on a platform, on a web platform for having training session at home. But of course, it's not the same as to be in the pitch. So it has been hard. And so far, the lockdown has been now released in phase two, which means, by the way, that especially for contact sport and for sport playing on pitch, this has not been properly released again, so we cannot back training again, and the situation is extremely confusing. That's the point. We don't know what to expect. We are trying to collect information, but it's not that easy.
That's the point. Shanita, I'm going to bring you back in there now as well. We'll get onto the actual core issue of training teams and everything in a moment, but just maybe paint a picture of what the lockdown is like in Rome this week and what stage you are in terms of whether it be restaurants, pubs, hairdressers seems to be the big topic here back in Ireland. How far can you go safely?
Yeah, so we've been on phase two for 2 weeks now. And basically, that's just slowly bringing in businesses such as restaurants. Firstly, it was only for takeaway, and Italians are not used to takeaway because they're very much a very social, family-orientated culture. So that's been quite interesting to see. It's a bit of a new wave for the Italian culture. And now restaurants and bars have started to open, but they've put in quite a lot of measures. They do ask your names when you go into restaurants, if you choose to sit in the restaurants. They make sure that all tables and chairs, everything like that, is within 1 to 2 meters apart. And actually, that's quite hard on businesses because they're having to take less customers. In terms of fitness and exercise going out, you're allowed to now exercise further than 200 meters. So it was between 200 and 500 meters from your home before. And now you're allowed to go further, but still keeping social distances and still doing it on your own. So of course, no team sports or anything like that. Yeah, slowly people are kind of getting used to it. Most people wear masks. You're not allowed in any supermarkets without a mask or gloves on.
I suppose one of the big issues here in Ireland is the talk of pubs reopening. So what is a pub looking like now in Italy?
So interestingly, I did go to an area called Monti, which is it's quite famous for people socializing, nightlife, drinking. Great place to go if anyone ever wants to visit Rome. But a lot of drinking and anything like that is still happening outdoors. People don't tend to sit inside, so that's not been too bad, but still there's been a lot of pressure on police to kind of keep check on this situation as well.
Okay, Breen, we'll bring you back in there. Obviously, the inability to train together has brought so many challenges for GAA clubs here in Ireland and around the world. Paula mentioned there that you guys have been working on online platforms. So just maybe tell us a bit about the work that you've been doing and maybe the plans that you have as lockdown eases.
So during the first few months of lockdown, we had daily training sessions, which is more than we usually do, but we wanted to keep the team connected and to make sure everybody was all right. So it was a social thing as well as the exercise. And we would meet up on Zoom and just basically do fitness exercises together. We'd do all sorts of work, core work, fitness, as much as we could do inside our own apartments because you weren't allowed outside. We're planning on hopefully doing training sessions together soon, but socially distancing at the same time. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, and how challenging, Breen, is that going to be to organize a training session in a city like Rome with all these new protocols in place?
It's going to be fairly challenging. We're in touch with the club where we use the pitch at the moment to try to figure out how it could be done, because there are quite a few things we have to make sure. There's some protocols we have to make sure that are fulfilled. So we'll see.
Okay, Paolo, we'll bring you back in there. I'm sure when you took the job as chairperson, you were never expecting to find yourself in this kind of a scenario. Is there a lot of communication with European GA or GA here in Ireland as to what you have to do?
Yes, of course, there has been a lot of communication. About the first part of your question, of course, I was never expecting something like that. Not only as a chairperson of Lazio, but in general, it was extremely surprising, and we're still trying to work this out. For what concerned the communication with the GAA, we're part of the GGE, Gaelic League Games Europe, which is the part which deals with all the European clubs outside Ireland. And of course, there are many communication going back and forward. But they can support us. I mean, GAA can support us, and does definitely can support us. But of course, they can be guidelines, but not rules, because rules are established by, you know, local governments, even regional governments. So of course, they give us guideline and support, but still the regulation have to be. The local regulations have to be followed.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to bring you back in there. Just very quickly, tell us about the club in terms of numbers, membership, and where people are from.
The lads' side of the team is largely Italian, which is not extremely common around Europe as GAA teams go. Most teams around Europe, it's largely expats and a few locals, whereas we're the opposite here, really. There's two half Irish, half Italians, me and another lad. And the rest are Italian guys who have picked it up in their 20s and their 30s. So whenever we go to tournaments, everybody's all fascinated by that. Where the golf team is a more international crowd, literally from everywhere around the world. We've got a girl from Costa Rica, we've got people from America, everywhere, from Poland. We're not used to people.
Okay, Sinead, I'm going to wrap up with you. You were mentioning a little earlier to me that a whole host of events naturally postponed when the coronavirus spread across Europe. You had plans for tournaments in Bratislava, Zurich and Berlin. So what is the objective now as lockdown eases? Is there something that you can look forward to?
We do have an association with a team in Milan as well. So hopefully, you know, as travel restrictions maybe eases heading towards the future, perhaps I think maybe a small get together, whether in Milan or down here, maybe possible. That would be our first step probably. And then we'll just have to wait and see what the GAA community in Europe are able to provide safely. It's tough because we just don't know. Things are slowly changing all the time. So it's hard to expect anything in the future yet.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Paolo, Breen, Shanita, thank you so much for joining us from Rome. We'll hopefully be reporting not on the impasse of the moment, but on your football exploits in the not-too-distant future. And stay safe out there.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Colin, for having us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for joining us on the Irish Examiner Sports Podcast. And don't forget, you can read the full Irish Examiner and every supplement just as they are printed, anytime, anywhere, on your phone, your PC, or your tablet, using our e-paper. Just visit irishexaminer.com/e-paper for all the details.